Banishes Fear, May 31st. Fear thou not, for I am with thee, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Is Jesus true? Does he mean what he says? Answer decidedly, yes, every word. Then if you have settled this, by faith claim every promise that he has made, and receive the blessing, for this acceptance by faith gives life to the soul. You may believe that Jesus is true to you, even though you feel yourself to be the weakest and most unworthy of his children. Words cannot describe the peace and joy possessed by him who takes God at his word. Trials do not disturb him, slights do not vex him. Self is crucified. Day by day his duties may become more taxing, his temptations stronger, his trials more severe, but he does not falter, for he receives strength equal to his need. Christ knows the strength of your temptations and the strength of your power to resist. His hand is always stretched out in pitying tenderness to every suffering child. To the tempted, discouraged one he says, "Child for whom I suffered and died, cannot you trust me? As thy days, so shall thy strength be." Peace comes with dependence on divine power. Be cheerful, and praise the Lord for his loving kindness. That which you cannot understand, commit to him. He loves you, and pities your every weakness. Nothing is apparently more helpless, yet really more invincible, than the soul that feels its nothingness, and relies on the merits of the Savior. By prayer, by the study of his word, by faith in his abiding presence, the weakest of human beings may live in contact with the living Christ, and he will hold them by a hand that will never let go.